As we get ready, I would like to have the crowd who's joined me today give a warm welcome to Mount Joy. Yeah. Hi, you guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to Boise. I understand this is your first time here.
Yeah, we're so far having a lot of fun. Got here from the Oxford Suites, the lovely Oxford Suites.
Very nice.
We're really excited that you guys were able to come visit us today because we've been big fans of the music since we heard it, and we've been having fun with the song Silver Lining. So here's where I remind everybody that Mount Joy is playing this evening at one of our favorite places in town, the Olympic. So if you're looking to get tickets, I think there might be a few left. So do that because, well, you'll see why. So I'm a little bit rattled, so let me just find my zen for a moment. And let's start with band introduction. Should we do that? And let's start, because I know I'm going to mess up your name.
That's
okay. So it's...
You want to try it? You can give it a shot. I'll give you 10 bucks.
Sritis.
That's Sotiris.
Sotiris. Yeah, see. Okay.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Of course.
And then we have Matt, front and center on guitar.
Yeah. Incredible. Hi. Thanks for having us.
We're excited. Sam is here on guitar as well.
I am here.
Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
These guys showed up, by the way, in a sweet van. Now, I know they have to live in it, basically, but it was a sweet van.
It looks sweet.
It looks sweet. Oh, not so sweet.
It doesn't drive.
Jackie's on keyboards over to one side, and we have Michael on bass.
Yep.
So here's where I admit that when I started, because I've been listening to the record, listening to songs before that, loving it. I never did my homework on you guys until yesterday to find out that all of this has sort of come together in the last year and a half, something like that.
A year and a half, yeah.
Could we just spend just a little bit on the origin story on how Matt and Sam, you guys have known each other since high school, is that right?
Yeah, we went to high school with each other outside of Philadelphia. Pennsylvania, yeah. And we kind of just played music there and throughout college on and off, and then we kind of both ended up in L.A.
Was that a plan, or was it just like, oh, hey, we're both here all of a sudden?
That's exactly what it was. It was just, we're here. I didn't really know anybody. I don't know if Matt really knew anybody, so we just kind of started hanging out and playing music.
Wow. Yeah. And in less than 16 months or so, you guys are opening up for artists like The Head and The Heart, and you're playing some of the biggest festivals in the country.
Yeah.
Was that a little weird?
It was a little crazy, yeah. But, you know, we feel super lucky to have been one of the sort of bands that was a Spotify sort of success story. So, we'll see about the success story.
So far, so good.
Well, we're really excited to have you here. First of all, congratulations on a fantastic album, which you can find at the Record Exchange before you go to the show tonight. Oh, actually, that was really bad of me. Buy it from the band tonight at the venue is what you want to do. And could we start with a song?
Let's do it. Yeah, this one's called Jenny Jenkins.
Let it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mount Joy live in the Blue Moon Listener Lounge in Idaho's 94.9 The River. The band playing tonight at the Olympic, it's going to be a great show. So a lot happened in the past year and a half. Are you guys, I guess I'm wondering how that's affected all of you personally, but also has it had an effect on the songs when you're on the road? Have you found that going out and touring as much as you guys have toured over the last year has changed any of the songs from how they originally sort of started?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we first started this whole thing, we realized that we needed more songs. And so we started, we only had like three. So we started recording with this guy, John Gilbert, his producer in Pasadena. And so we recorded a bunch of songs, and then we went on the road and played the songs finally, because we never really played live. We realized, you know, we wanted to change this and that and put this over here and put this instrument there. And so it's kind of a process.
And I just love that. So if I'm following along the dotted lines, you guys had a few songs. One or more of them went up on Spotify, and then all of a sudden people are discovering your music.
Yeah, I mean, we put out the song we'll play next, Astrovan, and, you know, we were still, you know, doing day jobs and working with the expectation that that's what we would continue to do. And then Astrovan, I think in the first month, got like 1 million plays on Spotify. we just decided to drop everything and try to do this thing.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what a moment that was when you make the decision. Yeah, no more day job. I just get to do music now. Did that happen sooner than you well, like you said, you weren't really expecting it right off the bat, were you?
No, I mean, you know, I was doing law school night classes and working full time, and had to drop out of law school and do the whole thing.
So are there parental units? What were they like when all of this was going on? I mean, really, you got to ask, right?
Right.
Cool. Yeah, it's a crazy thing. So I think any parent is going to be a little weary, but they were supportive. I mean, I think they get it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I have lots I want to talk about. And one of the things about this album that I keep going back to is it's really immediate. And when I immediate, I mean, I feel like you're right there with you guys, especially with the lyrics and Matt, the way your vocals just connect so personally. Do you ever find yourself on stage doing a song and you have sort of a memory of where that particular song came from a story or anything? Is that ever, I mean, what's that like if that happens?
I think that's like the only way I can like perform a song or, you know, play these many shows and travel all over and do it over and over again is to each one is like a specific moment or story for me or something. So, yeah, I mean, every night I try to enter that world each time. So, right.
Wow. We're visiting with Mount Joy. Self-titled new album is out now. You definitely want to pick that up. They're playing tonight at the Olympic Theater, and we would love another song if we could.
Angels smoking cigarettes on rooftops in fishnets in the morning with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro and rolling down the strip again. He stole while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. And it's all right, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't want to see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. I said, ooh. And in my heart there's a Holy Ghost writhing on the floor from an overdose. You know the best one never came down. So if I love at the tip of my toes, reaching out for the great unknown, every addict has illusion. Say life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. And it's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't want to see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. Again, you know Jesus drives an Astro van.
We are visiting with Mountain Joy live in the Blue Moon Listener Lounge. Catch the band tonight at the Olympic. So I know that Matt, you and Sam have known each other for a while, and then everybody else came on board. But I also read that there are different backgrounds in terms of sort of who came from what school of music. Is that about kind of right? And how did that affect the development of the sound that you guys have been on the road for a while in songwriting?
I mean, I think in terms of the way that the songs come together, we all kind of bring our backgrounds to the songs. Uh-huh. So, like, Jackie's more classically trained on piano. Michael's more rock centric. I don't know what Soteri is.
Something music.
Yeah. Something really cool. I don't know, I'm more of like blues. Matt's singer songwriter, I don't know. But the point is we all kind of come together and we kind of create something that I think is different.
I love how it all comes together. I think that's one part about it that is super appealing. Jackie, You were on the road with four other guys. How's that going?
Oh.
In a van.
It's all right, actually. I get the whole back seat to myself.
She does. That's true.
I make them carry my stuff.
That's so true.
It's great. I'm living the life.
She's
on,
fine.
On the other side, guys, how's it going for you to have Jackie?
It's been terrible.
You gotta carry her stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the worst.
No, it's amazing. She's the best.
It's so fun. Lessons learned from life on the road, because I get the impression you guys have been just road warriors for a while now. What are some of the things that surprised you about being constantly on the road that maybe you weren't expecting?
Diesel fuel prices.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Sometimes, like, Airbnb say there are five beds. And, like, they count, like, a couch as two beds or something.
Right.
I don't know how that works, so.
Creative math.
Very surprising.
Eating right?
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
A lot of cheese.
A lot of cheese.
Whole Foods is like the promised land.
Yeah.
Well, we have one in town if you haven't discovered it yet.
Do you?
Yeah, we'll get you directed there.
Point us the way.
We're visiting with Mountain Joy. Their debut album's fantastic. It is self-titled, and they're playing tonight at the Olympic Theater. Thank you for playing Astrovan, because I know that meant a lot to a lot of people, too. What do you think? Well, let's have another song.
Sure.
And Matt switched up to an ukulele, so this will be fun, because we love those. What's this one going to be?
This one's called Dirty Love.
Ah, cool.
One, two, one, two, three.
I know you think I think too much, but I don't know if it's enough. Dirty love, all I want are your eyes, all mine, and underneath of it all, I dream of a false six shooters, hallelujahs, unable to save. But did I ever want love? Or did I ask too much? Young dirty love, come and get us drunk. Let's cover up what we really want. When all you see and all you feel are skin and bones, they don't hold the soul like real love. No, you can't control who you really are, what you really. So I met you in the hotel, dim little lobby. I've been on the road since you last saw me. And I don't need a reason to bleed until we're even. But did I ever want love? Or did I ask too much? Young dirty love, come and get it strong.
Listener Lounge tonight at the Olympic. It's a show you are going to want to be at. I love in a day and age where it seems like lots of folks are coming out with a big song, and that's all well and good. And then when it comes time to put together something a little more established than that, it's not there. or people are just going for a new song that will get lots of streaming. You guys sort of set out to do something a little different. You guys, if I understood correctly, wanted to make an album that holds together as an album.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fresh. All like everything old is new again. so where does that come from, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the music that we, or at least I personally, and I know Sam a little bit, listened to when we were kind of starting this up is more kind of classic stuff. And, you know, some of our heroes like Neil Young and Paul Simon and Bob Dylan, you know, it's like what made those people great isn't like singular songs or whatever. What stood the test of time is the catalog and the albums that they put together. You know, like the goal is to make a Highway 61 Revisited or something like that, you know, and that'll last forever. So
that's really refreshing. I have to be honest with you guys about that. All right, so I have to ask, from starting up and going instantly on the road, what's it like when all of a sudden you're playing at a festival like Lollapalooza, or I don't know if you guys have done Austin City Limits, but you've done other big festivals. What's that like, considering you guys are sort of at the beginning of your careers?
I mean, it's pretty crazy. I went to Bonnaroo in high school.
Bonnaroo, that's right. That's
and
one.
That was always just like a huge festival in my mind, still is. And then we played that last year. It was just like the weirdest thing. This is all just happening so quickly. It's just strange.
And are you finding that the audience is finding you guys because of what's happened online and everything and when you went to a festival?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think it helps because we toured for almost, or I guess over a year, just on like 3 or 4 songs. Wow. And so now the album's out and people have actually heard these songs we've been playing for a year.
Right.
So it helps when people are singing along.
Yeah. I bet that must be really something to experience.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Especially, I would say, Matt, just because some of your songs, like I said, seem very personal and come from real places. So to have that embraced and come back your direction, it's got to be something.
Yeah, it's been really crazy. It's been really special. Yeah, just since the album came out, like you said, we've just pretty much done the West Coast, and every crowd's been singing the songs. And
that's really cool.
Pretty wild.
Do you have time for one more song for us?
Yeah, of course. This one's called Silver Lining.
Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. My brotherly Dodgers beat. Drink your wine, smoke your weed, my brother. Let the harvester be. And where your silver lining, where it close to your skin. But if it's the drugs, the women, the wine, the weed, the love, then to everything I owe, just take it all. The drugs, the women, the wine, Up on the mountain, caught on the rain. Up on the mountain, caught on the rail.
Wow. It's Mountjoy live in the Blue Moon Listener Lounge. You're in for a treat this evening when they take the stage at the Olympic. Honestly, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys have something special going on there, and I'm glad you guys could come through Boise. We appreciate that.
Pleasure. Happy to be here.
We'll have to have you come back again not that long from now, hopefully. I have to dish up some thanks, and I enjoy doing just that. Thanks to Rochelle and Canyon and Tyler and Eric and Dylan for helping bring this all together behind the scenes today. Thanks to our friends in Mount Joy's camp, because we appreciate all the help. And thanks to you guys, most of all, for coming by today.
Thank you.
Let's have one more thanks for Mount Joy. And we're back to the studio, which is actually me in 5 minutes.